Com. Way More Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, just received a shipment of the entire line of AAC suppressors. They've got the Halcyon 22, the Tyrant 9 and 45, the all-new Jaeger 30, and they even have the 51T muzzle brakes that you've been waiting for. But you better hurry because they're flying off the shelves. Don't forget, Way More Silencers has one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the all-new NFAE forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Again, that's 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or waymoresilencers.com. Way More Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Remember, suppressors from Way More make your weapons way more quiet.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
No Lance this morning on this good... It's a good Friday when Lance isn't here. Huh?
Ain't it always? Good Tuesday, good Wednesday. It doesn't matter the day.
Happy Good Friday, everybody. Happy Passover. It's Passover, right? Isn't it Passover as well? Ramadan, too? I mean, we got a lot. It's a religious weekend. That's why Dell's here.
Yes.
To celebrate.
The bastion of religion. Dell's here.
Dell is here. And Dell is in it with us in studio here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance is traveling, and so he was unable to. He'll be back on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. By the way, the show will be out at Herman Park as we celebrate the Lucille's 1913 golf tournament. So we're going to do that on Monday. I'll be out there by myself, I guess, and Lance will be doing it remotely. But you got Dell in here. RJ is on the board. And you want to talk about two L.A. guys, or, well, L.A., California guys.
Yeah, I'm a California guy.
California guy that moved down to Florida. Both moved down to Florida.
No, that's not how it went for me. It's been... How long have I known you? And you still don't know the story?
You told the story. I just shut it down.
Like,
I just shut down.
Florida guy, Florida man, whatever. No,
but you got Florida ties.
Yes, I was born in Daytona Beach, lived there until I was like two, and then I moved to California.
Okay, so you just did it a little differently. And then you both came to Houston for your fortune, to make your fortunes.
Yes,
right?
Radio, my fortune.
Yeah, your radio fortunes, both of you. So you got Florida, L.A., and Houston ties, both of you, RJ and Dell. How about that? Bringing this together,
glad you're tying us together that way, as opposed to look at those two. I'm glad you're doing it that way.
I don't know. We're all three of us.
Rub your forearm. It's really bad.
I'm dark meat. You've forgotten. I'm pretty sure
I haven't forgotten.
You haven't forgotten.
No.
Am I not dark, RJ? Am I not dark meat?
No comment.
Why do you guys all? Everybody wants to distance themselves from that.
To do it.
Okay.
And now that there's video, I don't know why you keep doing that.
Well, I do.
Don't rub your forearm.
Hey, Twitch.
And don't say dark.
Hey, Twitch. See that? See what's happening? It's a holiday show.
It is. It actually is a holiday show.
It is actually a holiday show. Anyway, welcome in, everybody. And Dell is here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we have already, I mean, it didn't take him being in here for 5 minutes before we are already shouting. Well, he was shouting. I'm so calm and reserved.
Yes, that's what you're known for.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for. So Kyler Murray doesn't want to be in Arizona if they're not going to pay him.
Understandable.
All right? I get that.
If you're not going to pay me.
Well, they haven't even offered him a contract yet. According to Tom Pelissero, he ain't playing for him if he doesn't have a contract. So, wait a minute now. Kyler Murray traded? What about if Kyler Murray says, hey, I want to go back to Texas?
Well, I asked you that question beforehand, but I did ask you another question just to get it kicked off. do you think Kyler Murray is worth what it would take to get him? And that means, is he a championship-level quarterback?
So what would it take to get a Kyler Murray?
A new contract, first off.
Yeah, you got to pay him. You're going to have to pay him in the neighborhood of $40 million a year because that's what the going rate now. That's what the extensions are, and Kyler Murray believes himself to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So you're going to have to pay him in that neighborhood, right? So there's that. Now, he is a franchise quarterback. Is that right or wrong?
A franchise quarterback in terms of winning a title with?
Well, I don't know. Is he? Is he a guy that you build an organization around?
Arizona thought so. So in this case, I would say yes.
Yeah, he was taken number one overall after they had already taken a first round quarterback. They said beat it. Told their coach beat it, and here they are now with winning and going to the playoffs. And
what a performance by Kyler in those playoffs.
Yeah, it was awful. But now the question is Kyler Murray a franchise quarterback? And if he is, would you give up the 3rd and 13th for Kyler Murray?
That would be the start for Arizona. They would probably ask for a couple mid-round picks, or at least a second-day pick, too. So you're probably giving up. I will say those are two premium picks in the first round, but you're probably giving up a third as well. So let's say two first-rounders and a third.
Two firsts and a third for Kyler Murray. Here's the difference between him and, you had to redo Deshaun's deal as well, and you had to do guaranteed money, the richest contract in the history, and you had all the baggage. I'd rather have Deshaun Watson than Kyler Murray. Right?
If you are throwing out everything else. If he's simply Deshaun, the guy we know from Clemson, not the guy we know now.
Well, either way, he was worth three firsts, a second,
sure,
third.
But, people have, morality comes to play for some people. But if we're removing that aspect, sure, Deshaun over Kyler.
Just on the field, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Rather have Deshaun Watson. And, quite frankly, you're not getting the haul, even with the baggage that Deshaun brings, you're not getting the haul for Kyler Murray that the Texans got from the Browns. You're just not getting that haul. I don't believe you're getting three first rounders and a third and a fourth, whatever else they got for it. It's just he's just not worth that. Not yet.
No, and it's funny because Deshaun, we know him for some of the spectacular things he's done, but he didn't have a performance like Kyler did. But Deshaun has had some stinkers in the playoffs too. But the perception certainly helped by a year where his team only won four games, being a year away from the game is that guy is a guy you want when you want to win and win big. Kyler, we saw him last year take a step and then peter out in the playoffs. People are like,
yeah. Deshaun's first playoff game was just as miserable against the Colts.
Yeah, 21-7 was at the final, and then the Bills game he was saved by honestly a misread on his part when he should have picked up on the blitz, made a spectacular play, and that kept the drive alive. We know the Texans won 24-0 against Kansas City, and then it all fell apart. So he's had some stinkers too. So I do find it odd that Deshaun's stock is higher than Kyler's, although has some very similar playoff stuff. But Deshaun's bigger. Even though Kyler's played more than okay in the NFL, it's still a little guy out there playing football. Deshaun is not maybe the prototypical guy, but I think people are more comfortable watching him go out there and play and thinking you can win big. I don't know how people think you can win big with a 5'10" quarterback.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He played in a college offense, and who knows? Do you have to build an entire offense around Kyler for him to work?
And it seems, I don't know if it's Cliff's fault or his fault, whatever the case may be, they tail off drastically at the second half of seasons, whether or not guys pick him up, whether, pick up what they're doing, or whether or not he tires out, because he depends so much on his elusiveness and his quickness that, how long does Kyler Murray last in this league if, in fact, it's all about his athleticism? Who's going to last longer?
Well, Deshaun has already had one major knee injury.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, his skill set. How long is it going to last in the NFL? If Kyler Murray isn't the quickest, the quickest water bug on the field, then Kyler Murray is not going to be nearly as effective on the football
field.
He would have
to change part of his game because, holds on to the ball, moves around.
Can you become a pocket passer at 5'9", whatever he is?
He will have to. I don't know if you can. I mean, you can still run that offense for him, but he's going to have to, at some point, he'll have to realize that, hey, maybe I need to take the Russell Wilson approach. And even Russell Wilson has lost some of his effectiveness as his agility and his ability to escape has gone down. But that feels like a long ways away for a team that would trade for a guy who's not even, 20, is he even 25 yet?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's still a ways away, but it is something that is, at some point, I mean, if he's going to be your franchise quarterback, you hope that he's going to be for years and years to come. We'll see if Deshaun Watson is going to be a Brown for years and years to come. But if I'm going to trade for whatever for Kyler Murray, let's just say they take the third and the 13th, and then they take a third rounder. Okay, they take a third rounder as well, and you got Kyler Murray. You and I had a discussion.
What you said initially, I thought was insane, but I came around to it in terms of actually listening to you. I still don't buy it, but. Tell the people what you think would be the next move. The Texans actually did make the trade.
Is it that illogical? Is it that illogical? Let's say the Steelers are sitting there at 20. Would the Steelers rather have Davis Mills or Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis?
Tell the people what you think it should take to acquire Davis Mills.
That 20th pick.
And I made the contention that you can't sell to anyone that you should give the first round pick. Well, even if logic says... Kenny Pickett's not that good, and we've seen Davis Mills be okay, at least at a minimum in the NFL. Why would you want to give up a first-round pick for an unproven Kenny Pickett, who's actually like 23 years old? It's not like he's a young player. Like maybe he's 24. He was in college for like 5 years. I don't know how you sell it to anyone that we're going to give a first-round pick for the Texans quarterback, who isn't Deshaun Watson.
But I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at it at I saw Davis Mills last year in the NFL. I saw him do things, make pro throws. Dude's got a pro arm. We know that. I really can't disagree more with the people I've heard saying he doesn't go through his progressions. He was excellent at going through his progressions. He went from one receiver to his second option to his third option and hit that guy. He is a smart guy, and I have no problem at all with the way that he picked up his progressions. And anybody who says different was not watching Davis Mills. He's got an NFL arm, a plus arm. He's got an NFL arm, and he's did it at the NFL level. He wasn't great, but he was as good or better than every other rookie quarterback. I don't know what last year's tape on Malik Willis, not good. Kenny Pickett came out of nowhere and became a first-round possibility when nobody even knew who Kenny Pickett was before the start of last football season. And he's got tiny little baby hands. Okay.
Well,
Kyler Murray
it's because
hands.
Of his thumb. I thought one of his thumbs or whatever.
What it's
opposed? Then he have a,
he has opposable thumbs.
Well, we all do.
Like,
we're
he's
human
like a
beings.
Kitten?
No, we all have those thumbs.
Oh,
we're human beings.
Non opposable.
I don't know. Wasn't he like
he
blaming
can't
it on
flush a toilet?
I don't know, but he'll be 24. He'll turn 24 in June, so he's not even a young player. Is he older than Davis Mills? Davis Mills even
20? He might be.
So that's another thing in your favor. Davis Mills, actually, yes. Davis Mills, they're both 23. Davis Mills was born in October. Kenny Pickett was born in June, so Kenny Pickett is the older player. I just don't know how you, if you're giving up a first-round pick for a quarterback, it being Davis Mills is a hard sell. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm just
ability,
saying.
Ability
I forget
aside.
Forget that you're getting a first-rounder. I'm just saying, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers,
are you giving
or
up?
Whomever in the first round that wants to pick up, if Carolina moves up and gets back into the first round or whatever they want, whatever happens, what's the difference? I don't care that it's a first rounder. I would rather have Davis Mills than any of the quarterbacks in this draft. So if I'm going to take a quarterback in this draft with a first rounder, I would give that up for Davis Mills.
I think you would be in a small minority that thinks that way.
I don't think so. I think that a lot of people think that Davis Mills is better than any of these quarterbacks in this draft.
Ooh, I've had some time off, so I listen to a lot of NFL podcasts, and I don't think that's what people think.
Oh, really?
Yes, I think people, because they're all quarterbacks, always get convinced.
Everybody that we've had on
themselves.
This show has praised Davis Mills and
but
have
you ask
all
them?
These doubts.
Did you ask
yes,
them?
Yes, absolutely.
And did they say they
and
would,
and,
they
and
would
said
draft?
That they thought that he would be the number one. Yes, he would be the number one quarterback taken in this draft.
That's fine for the people who are not decision makers to say that. No. But when it comes down to it, would a decision maker take Davis Mills over a product that we don't know anything about? I would find it hard to believe.
Well, I think that's exactly why. I don't know anything about him. I saw them play at the – I saw Malik Willis play at the – actually, not even at the highest level in college football, and he didn't look good.
But if you think Davis Mills is a – an okay starter in the NFL. I'm not saying you do, but if the people out there think that way, I think they will go on, hey, Malik Willis is very toolsy. We would take him before we take Davis Mills because we think coaches are arrogant. We'll take him because we think we can mold him into something. We think we know what Davis Mills is, and that's probably an average talent.
I don't know. Here's the deal is what I saw out of Davis Mills is more than an average talent. He's got the potential. I didn't say he did it. I think he's got the potential because he can – listen, he's got all the attributes. He's big. He's not – he's actually pretty decent in the pocket. And, again, he can make all the NFL throws.
Well, then okay, Davis Mills has a similar year to this year. Let's say.
Well, no, you have to assume he's going to improve.
No, you don't. You don't have to.
Well, as why wouldn't he improve? With an entire offseason.
Quarterbacks don't always improve.
No, they don't always improve, but I'm going to assume that he's going to be better.
Fine. But how much better would it be enough to keep you from drafting on the quarterbacks next year?
CJ, yes, if he improves this year,
I said how much, not because if it's because, you know, if he puts up, let's say he didn't start all the games, so we have to extrapolate. But let's say he has a 24-13 touch. That's a very basic way to judge him. 24-13 touchdown interception, throws for 3,500 yards. Okay, the Texans, because they have a terrible roster, even with the guys they draft this year, let's say they win 5-6 games. Improvement, but you're still drafting in that 10-11 spot, and you have the ability to get up if you want to. Are you passing on a C.J. Stroud, a Bryce Young, a potential TVD out of Miami, all the quarterbacks that are going to come up if that's the year that Davis Mills gives you?
Obviously, it depends on you. Got to watch. Yeah, you got to watch with your human.
I'm just giving you numbers. So you don't know. You got to watch.
Well, you got to see what you got. Listen, you still have so much more to build. If you have to move up and give up more draft capital, I would say.
Well, there are a lot of quarterbacks.
I would say no.
There are a lot of quarterbacks going to be in that allegedly are going to be first round quarterbacks. So you may not have to move up that far. So let's say you're ninth or tenth, and for whatever reason, C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, whoever it is that you like falls to you, are you passing on that quarterback?
Again, that probably won't happen.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to be up there in the first three, four times. Right. But I get your point. First of all, that's all hypothetical. I don't deal in hypotheticals.
We just started that. You dealt with hypotheticals.
None of this
if you could get a first-round pick for Davis Mills, that's a very
none
big
this.
Hypothetical.
You've heard GM say, I don't deal in hypotheticals.
No,
I don't deal in hypotheticals.
Except they always deal in hypotheticals. That's part of their job.
That's not what I do around. That's not what we do around here. So apparently you've forgotten what we do around here. We just deal in reality.
I certainly tried.
715 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dell's at studio. Who wants to talk to him? Probably nobody. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here, guys. You know, it's time to change out those old, nasty aluminum windows. It's time to change them out for some solid, beautiful windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're made here in the state of Texas, and Allstate Windows are energy efficient, and really they're built for this Texas tough weather. But I want to make sure you understand, they are energy efficient. So is the siding. We're talking about lowering your energy bills, and we are getting ready to get into our hot months. So why don't you do it now? Call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 for a free appointment. They'll give you a window inspection. You'll get 25% off your windows when you purchase them, and for a limited time, no interest for 36 months when you mention ESPN. Family run for over four generations. Allstate Windows and Siding are also going to give discounts for military, senior, and cash discounts. They're all available for you. Invest today in beautiful windows for the best rate. Call Allstate Windows and Siding. That's AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
There's pretty good barbecue in Texas, but there's damn good barbecue in Cypress. That's at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Award-winning craft barbecue served all day, every day, until they run out. It's a fact, barbecue pairs well with beer and cocktails. They've got 24 craft drafts, a full bar, and frozen cocktails. Live music on Fridays and Saturdays, and a spacious outdoor patio to enjoy it all. Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue on Hempstead, near Spring Cypress. CypressTrailHideout.com.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let me tell you about my friends at New Breaks. It's a great concept. It's like going grocery shopping, but instead of blowing an hour, all you do is make the appointment. They come to you. They do what they do. You do whatever you're doing, lifting weights, you're drinking a beer, you're watching a game, or you're at work, and they take care of everything, and you don't have to lift a finger. All they do is breaks, and they do it better than anybody else. And all you do is go to nubreaks.com and mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and see what I found out when they came to my job and did what they did. New Breaks is the new way to do your breaks today.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Hey, everybody, John Granato here for Absolute Marble and Granite. You got to get it done, people. You can't have a home for 10, 15, 20 years without upgrading. Jeff Aronoff can do it all. You need that kitchen redone. You need that bathroom redone. You need that outdoor patio. Got to be a big job, but Jeff Aronoff can get this job done for you. You have to upgrade. Make that home or business much better. Give him a call. Let him start. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Dell is with us in studio here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kevin McHale was on. Well, I think he was on with Joel and Jeremy, right? I think that's who. That's who usually has them. Kevin McHale, Joel, good friends from their days with the Rockets. And Kevin McHale was asked about this. What did you think of Bill Simmons and all that stink about Jalen Green?
I heard it without Rockets Twitter putting it out there because I was listening to the podcast at the time. And I figured he would catch some hell from Rockets Twitter because,
did you go, ooh, that was a little aggressive?
No, it was like what we would say about whoever around if we were off air saying, man, F that guy. It wasn't anything serious. It's like, okay, man, like you have said things about players. Like, screw that guy. Like, whatever.
I've never said that in my life.
Okay, whatever. And it's not a serious thing. Like,
I never said screw anything.
Well, yeah, you say F. I was trying to clean it up for you.
I would never say that.
Fine. Lance has said things like that before.
And yeah, Lance says that all the time.
I'm like, Lance, that's aggressive. But you know what? No one takes it seriously because it's like kind of just a throwaway line. He was pretty much like, man, forget about Jalen Green, Herb Jones, blah, blah, blah. I think what people forget, just because he does a podcast and has a lot of listeners, that dude's just a dopey sports fan like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And he's talking to his boys about sports. That's what we would say to our boys about sports about someone. Yeah. And I'm like, I get why this is going to be a big deal. But the dude, he's on a podcast. He's not writing for the – he's not writing anywhere. It's not – if you're taking what he's saying on a podcast seriously, I would say kind of relax. It's just a sports guy talking about a sports
subject. Yeah, except he's got a vote.
Understood. I get why that upset people. But as far as if you take issue with him discounting what Jalen Green brought to the table because he was on a bad team, okay, fine. You don't like that the process. But as far as the F Jalen Green stuff, it's just a dumb podcast. Yeah. Who cares?
No. And he was laughing and he said, and you know, we always say, you're right. It's what we say. And that's no big deal. But it is a guy who's got a national stage, who does have a vote. And it hurts feelings now.
I guess.
You know, everybody's feelings are hurt now. So we got to be morally outraged at this.
For all the people whose feelings are hurt, think to yourself, have you ever said that about a Spur or like a Warrior? Have you ever said F Steph Curry after he made a jumper?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah,
all the time.
All the time. There was a song about Steph Curry.
He makes a lot of them.
There was an F. Steph Curry song at one point a long time, about 5 or 6 years ago. That is what I take that. What he said is the same context that you would say that that about a player. But I get it. He's got a vote. He's got a national stage. People get upset.
That's the problem.
Don't talk about our player that way.
That's the problem. Is that, yeah. And all, and people, stop getting, but everybody gets butthurt about everything. Good Lord. He was just saying, that guy. It's Herb Jones. Okay. Now, you can make the case, well, wait a minute. Cade Cunningham's Franz Wagner played on a crap team. They were won two more games than the Rockets. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've never accused Bill Simmons of having a great process. Like, no. he's a Boston sports fan. They say dopey crap all the time.
Right.
But, yes, he does have a vote, and that bothers you. But will it – I listened to you guys talk about it. It's rookie team. It's a great thing.
But guys' money are tied to it
for the rookie
cases.
Team.
Well, yeah, you can make money on the rookie. I know all NBA.
I know all NBA, but I know it was tied into all rookie team. Is that the same thing? Well, I know all NBA. It does.
Well, no. In your contract, hey, if I'm first team all NBA rookie, I can make more money.
Well, if we find that out, that's an incentive. Then maybe Bill Simmons, he's gonna pay Jalen Green a couple bucks.
Well,
But until that is known,
it's a possibility, though, anyway.
Sure.
And he's voting for all NBA. He's not only voting for all rookies. He's voting.
That's what I said. The process, know,
right.
I get. That's a bad process, particularly for all rookie. But as far as all NBA, yes, I would like my player to help the team win. But for all rookie, we know that doesn't matter.
Well, how are you going to help a guy win? There's a reason.
No, but he's not.
Listen, the best players go to the worst teams, period. And unless you can turn it around right away, you're going to be a bad team for a little while if you're one of the top rookies.
Unless you're Toronto, who had a bad year but had issues like, you know, COVID and not being able to play home games, and then Scotty Barnes joins the team and they make the playoffs.
Right.
But they were still a team that had good players.
And God bless Herb Jones, the second rounder, to contributing and being a big factor for the Pelicans. That's great.
Yeah.
Good for him. And you know what? He might deserve to be on the first team, the way that he D's up. I don't know. I don't watch Pelicans basketball, but I get it. I'm fine with that. Now, Kevin McHale was on yesterday with the boys and had this to say about the Bill Simmons and Jalen Green thing.
Jalen Green played well. Now, did they win games? No, but they weren't set up to win games. And I think sometimes those rookies get put in situations where they are more looked to put up numbers because the team's not very good and they're not winning. And I think it's such a disservice to those players when that happens. I've seen it. I mean, I could probably name 15 guys that came in and won Rookie of the Year or was in the top two or three voting Rookie of the Year. And they got no benefit from their rookie year as far as how to win, how to play basketball at a professional level, how to help your teammates, how to do all these things. They were just put in a situation where you go put up numbers and make it look good. So I understand where Bill Simmons is coming to, but that was way too harsh. It's just that's not Green's fault. I mean, it's funny. If you put Green on a championship-caliber type team and gave him a role and had people that held him accountable to that role, I think you'd see a very productive guy that probably would learn more about winning in that situation than he did this year in Houston when they only had 21 wins.
I agree with everything you said. If he was on a good team, Jalen Green would have been a big contributor to a good team.
Not the way he shot early, but certainly the way he played later. Yes.
I mean, there's a learning curve. Look at Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, and now Anthony Edwards is one of the stars for a pretty good basketball team. It takes time. And you speak about the Grizzlies, but the Timberwolves. Cat, who did not play well in the play-in, has been a very talented player and a very productive player for a long time, and yet not very much playoff success at all.
No.
Like he's been to the playoffs now twice in his career, and the first one was helped by a veteran and Jimmy Butler helping them get there. So great players don't always transition to winning basketball, particularly early on, unless you're like transcendent. And I guess what we know is there are very few transcendent players, and Jalen Green doesn't fit that mold right now.
Mm-hmm.
So judging him by wins and losses seems silly. You judge him by progress, and we saw a lot of progress from him last year. I don't know what it'll mean for the Rockets as a whole going into next year. You're probably more bullish on them than I am. I see a team that's probably going to struggle maybe a couple more years. Just because you have to decide who are actually your young pieces, and you're going to have a lot of them coming in the next couple of years before you can kind of put a team together. But Jalen Green isn't going to be a problem. He's going to be one of the solutions. And I think much of this is just nonsense because some Boston fan said something about one of
right.
our guys.
Yeah. Well, but he does have a vote, and he didn't end up on the first team. Jalen Green.
But that means other people felt the same or in some way, shape, or form.
Right. Right. But did they say F Jalen Green?
Well, yeah, that is the thing that's lost. Unless we find out that Bill Simmons was the deciding vote, there were plenty of other people who didn't think he was worthy of first team All-NBA. All rookie.
Maybe they're just racist. I don't know.
How many other black players
Franz
on the team?
How's Franz Wagner?
Is he the only white? Was it five white guys? Was it five white guys on all rookie?
No, but I don't know. Maybe it was racial. I don't know.
Jalen Green was the only one who caught the racial issues. Okay. Not light-skinned enough. That's why Cade Cunningham made it.
I don't know.
Stop rubbing your forearm.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. 728 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And speaking of, you know, being great and not winning, Mike Trout. RJ is going to bring up a subject for us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But I'm bringing up a subject that's called GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Yeah, I got to call John Clay Wolf. Lance is going to be off on the again, and John Clay Wolf maybe could do a segment with us. That would be great, wouldn't it?
I mean, for some of us, it would be great.
Wouldn't you want to have
some
John
people
Clay
might
Wolf?
Be nervous?
Well, not me. I don't care. I don't care what John Clay Wolf says.
Doesn't, I know you don't.
Doesn't affect me. As long as I'm not associated with it, I always back away from the mic whenever John Clay Wolf.
Only like 110 people see you backing away on the Twitch. Everyone else thinks you're right in with him.
And I wouldn't laugh at stuff he says.
Never.
Not the insensitive things. No, that's not me. So here's the deal. Is John Clay Wolf may be insensitive. He may say things that you shouldn't say out loud and with your outside voice. But what he does is he, in a matter of less than a minute, it's unbelievable. You tell him what year your car is, you give him your license plate or the VIN number, and he's going to tell you how much that car is worth. Now, then you got to negotiate, was it in good, I mean, if it's all beat up, then you got to say, wait, sir, sorry. But if it's in good shape, or you got to tell him, is it good, medium, well done, whatever the terms are, and then you guys come to terms. And what you come to terms on is the most that you're going to get for your vehicle, period, exclamation point. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Sell your car. GiveMeTheVin.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Way More Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, just received a shipment of the entire line of AAC suppressors. They've got the Halcyon 22, the Tyrant 9 and 45, the all-new Jaeger 30, and they even have the 51T muzzle brakes that you've been waiting for. But you better hurry because they're flying off the shelves. Don't forget, Way More Silencers has one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the all-new NFAE forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Again, that's 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or waymoresilencers.com. Way More Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Remember, suppressors from Way More make your weapons way more quiet.
Hey guys, BK here, and so is spring. If you're looking for the perfect beer to accompany your great times all season long, you gotta go with Altstadt Beer. It's approachable, easy to drink, and perfect for any occasion. Whether you're chilling on the patio, grilling out with friends, or hanging by the pool, there's an Altstadt Beer for you. The lager and Kolsch are perfect for the warmer weather, and the Hefeweizen is incredibly refreshing. One taste is all it takes. It is the official beer of BK. It should be the official beer of you as well. It's Altstadt Beer. No impurities. No regrets.
Hey everybody, John Granato here with Dr. Kane Linville from Hair Specialist Houston. What kind of results are you getting?
Absolutely fantastic results. The best part about NeoGraft is it gives you the most natural result. There's a lot of the human element by putting the hairs in. So about a 95 to 99% take rate. And the way we put the hairs in, you get a very natural result that looks natural, not like doll hair, not like plugs.
You want hair? I wanted hair. I've got hair. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mike Trout just hit his 312th home run of his career. Three-time MVP, Rookie of the Year, an All-Star every single year. He's got three MVPs and four second-place finishes. The greatest player of our time, right? greatest player of our time?
Yes.
And you just talked about Cat, who's not the greatest player of our time. RJ, what's your question? I mean, I don't know that people are saying that he's the greatest player of all time. He's got a chance to be an all-time great, a top five player in Major League Baseball history, but he doesn't win.
Yeah, so if he's not winning, but he's putting up all these great numbers and has all these accolades, then where does he rank, I guess, among all-time MLB players to never win a ring? Is he the best? And then when you want to look at athletes overall as a whole, where does he rank as, you know, amongst best athletes in all sports to have never won a ring?
Well, immediately coming to mind is Dan Marino, Charles Barkley.
Ken Griffey. I mean, short-circuited by injury, but when he was healthy, best to ever do it defensively and offensively.
Carl Malone.
Do baseball people treat it the same way the NFL and NBA people do? Like, oh, he was a great player, but he never won?
Well, how about you've been in three playoff games your whole career?
I think that would be the bigger indictment, although it's not his fault. Like, never really making the playoffs. I don't ever hear those conversations with baseball. Like, oh, he's a great player, but he's never won it all. Like, particularly because Mike Trout is never in those
games. It's so much harder, isn't it, in baseball, because
there's so much that goes into it.
There's so many more players.
Yeah, like, if one guy
doesn't affect it nearly as much as a basketball player.
If you struggle in the playoffs as a great player, I see that. Like, oh, when it gets to crunch time, this guy doesn't perform. But for Mike Trout to only have played in three of them, I don't know if he'll catch the same slander because, oh, the Angels were terrible. It's not his fault. Won't there be a lot of that?
Yeah. They never put anything around him. Although you could argue now, I mean, they've got Shohei, they've got Syndergaard, they got Rendon, they got Shohei offensively as well. They've got Walsh, who's a good hitter. They're better than they have played. They should be better this year, and we'll find out whether or not they are.
But if he puts up another great year and that team doesn't make the playoffs, none of the blame is going to go to Trout. How can you in baseball? What's to say, oh, he goes for 40 and 120, whatever the numbers will be. Are you going to blame him if they finish third in the AL West?
It depends. Is he injured?
Well, that
has happened. You know, he has missed some games now. He played in 36 games last year, 53, but that was a 60-some game season, 134, 140, 114. Before that, he was healthy. He played in four straight years of 150-plus games. But, you know, of late, he's had his injury problems.
Yeah.
And if he's not there, you know, he's got the highest paid player in baseball. If he's not there, he's taking up that much cap, and he's not – he's taking up that much of the salary and he's not available. That's a problem.
It is. And not slow start for him this year, but whatever. It's six games for him. I just don't think baseball people get, particularly a guy like him who, when he's healthy, puts up numbers, doesn't even have the playoff appearances to struggle in where you can start pointing, oh, Mike Trout's just a regular season player. It's his team has been terrible. They paid Albert Pujols all that money for years and a clearly declining player. It's not on him. Now, if we watch the rest of this roster play really well and he gets hurt again, then he'll catch some slander.
Yeah.
But he may go down as one of the greats to never win anything, but I don't think it'll be looked at as a thing that hangs over his head. Hell, despite the fact that Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, I don't think people look at Dan Marino as Dan could never get it done. It's just like, well, were those Dolphin teams ever that great around him?
They were good enough to get back there again, yeah.
Well, they made an AFC title game in Buffalo.
In 85, they should have gotten there. They lost to the Patriots.
They lost to the Patriots. Sure. I don't remember if Dan Marino played well in that game or not. But in the early 90s, when the Bills were starting their run, they hosted an AFC title game, and they lost. They got their ass kicked from what I remember. I was coming home from church, and I look at the score. I was like, oh, okay. The Dolphins didn't make the Super Bowl, but I was like seven. I was like, okay, it'll happen again. They'll get there. They never got to another AFC title game in my entire life. So there's that. But I don't know. Dan Marino gets it because he's never won a Super Bowl, but I don't think anyone points to Dan Marino and goes, that's on you. Now, like, we have a guy currently in the NBA who people point to and go, oh, that's on James.
Yeah.
Dan Marino doesn't catch that type of slander.
No, no. Well, because James, we know Elimination James, and we see it. And, boy, talk about – what do you know what James is averaging right now?
In
what is what? How many points is average this season?
Is it his lowest? What is it?
22.
How many? When's the last time he averaged less than at 25?
Yeah, no. James has fallen. He's taken a precipitous plunge.
It's that kind of happens when you get older and you don't really care about getting in shape.
I don't know if we talked about this. I'm sure we talked about it. That Daryl Morey is going to give him the max contract again.
So James averaged 22 last year in Brooklyn, and people are like, well, you know, Kyrie and Kevin, he's being a distributor. Now it's 22 and a half this year. Brooklyn now 21 Sixers. We talked about that, and it felt like it was an automatic considering that little love fest that Daryl Morey put out on his own social media when James got traded. Like, he met him at the airport and hugged him and put it on his social media. Like, it wasn't even the Sixers doing it. It was Daryl putting it out there. Like, what are you doing? So it felt like, okay, this guy's getting a big deal. But if they if they lose to the Raptors in the first round, and James is clearly one of the reasons, how do you give him the money?
How does Daryl Morey possibly not? Daryl Morey will be so torn as a lover. I mean, as a human.
What did you say?
He loves James.
Well, he does. It changed his entire GM life.
Well,
acquiring James.
Yeah. He changed his entire life.
He doesn't make that play that never went anywhere without
James. He
never
made that play to kind of win that championship, did he?
No. No.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Daryl Morey, sure, you know, Trader Daryl, all the stuff people love about him. He always wins deals. You know, well, he's always winning deals with the Kings and the Knicks. I mean, sure, he's bilking them because those are terrible organizations. And yeah, he got over in Oklahoma City. But James is who he's attached to, and that's what he's about. They're going to go down with the ship together, I think, unless Daryl goes, you know what, James? Yeah, I've seen enough. Can he do that? Can he go, look, I know I traded Ben Simmons, and we won the deal, I felt like, because we got you, and we got rid of Ben in that contract. But can he give James Harden what James Harden's going to expect in his next deal? Would James Harden get that deal anywhere but Philadelphia?
No. No, not the way he's playing and not the way. Listen, James Harden, and we've seen this, and I've talked about this before. When he goes to All-Star games, he's a shell of the person that he is, a shell of the scorer that he is, because he's always so worried about, you know, being a facilitator because everybody thinks he's such a ball hog. Now he's playing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and Joel Embiid and all these guys, and he's like, I gotta be I can't be a selfish player. He can't be the same guy. The same guy that takes over the game, that has to have the ball, that is gonna hog a ball, that's gonna dribble, throw it away or score. He is a shell of that guy because of stars around him.
Well, I think he's a shell because he's not capable. Once he got back from his injury with Brooklyn's, oddly, we know you guys have played that video with Inside the NBA when they're doing the All-Star stuff. And he goes, oh, when will James get back? Oh, Charles, like, he's healthy now. He got traded. Like, for the first five games, James looked like the player that was always in the MVP race here in Houston. But since they got their ass beat by the Nets when they came to town and Ben Simmons was sitting on the bench, since that point, he's looked like what he looks like now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Maybe actually having to play games on a consistent basis got to him because he wasn't fresh from not playing. But the explosion isn't there. The ability just to blow by guys and isn't there. I don't know why it would keep him from doing those things in Philly. There's only one star there. Why can't he be that guy anymore? Unless it's health related.
I don't know, and I don't mind it one bit, tell you the truth. I don't mind it one bit. Barry Bonds doesn't have a ring.
But
Barry Bonds is considered quite possibly the greatest player of all time, and he doesn't have a ring.
Does he catch slander for that? I don't think baseball players do.
No, not nearly as much.
No.
No,
it's not how it works in baseball.
Manny says Tony Gwynn is greater than Trout. Jim Edmonds is greater than Trout. Stop.
I was an Angel fan at one point, and Jim Edmonds is not greater
than
Trout.
He's not greater than Jim.
I grew up watching Jim Edmonds. He's not greater than Trout.
Mm-hmm. Who sounds blacker? No, we're not doing that, Art.
Well, somebody who would be on this show if he actually cared about his job did ask how many times you made a comparison between myself and RJ. And I said once.
Yeah. Well, you guys are...
We were both from California.
Not about the skin color thing. It's about your upbringing.
Yeah, other people...
Your Florida L.A. ties.
Other people...
Nobody in the world has... I mean, I've got two people that have L.A. Florida ties. No one else in the world does. And I've got them in practically the same room.
And I think we're in reverse in who we root for.
RJ
roots for the California teams, except the Jags, right? Do you root for the Jags?
He does root for the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I root for all the Florida teams across the board. I did grow up an Angel fan, but I don't care about baseball that much. I've been here, so
you root for the Jags?
No, the Dolphins.
Oh, the Florida teams.
All the Florida teams in the majors. Not all of them, but I root for Florida teams. He roots for California teams except for the Jags.
Oh, right.
We've kind of...
There's another similarity, the oddity of it.
Yeah,
opposite.
And there was no NFL team really to root for you, right? So rooting for the Jags makes sense.
You're a big Rams fan now.
I'm a Jags fan. I'm not...
You're the Charger fan. You're a Charger fan now.
Ugh. Bring him back to San Diego.
No, you love them. Everybody loves them in L.A.
No one knows they exist.
It's worked out perfectly for them. Everybody loves them in L.A. When we come back, though, let's talk about the Masters. You haven't been able to break down the Masters since you got back.
I got back today, so yes, I haven't been able to break it down. What do you want us to talk about? How you guys let a broken down, what is he, 50 now? How old is Tiger?
Tiger's 46.
How you guys let a broken down mid-40s guy like take over the sport for a day and then, oh, yeah, he's old and broken down. So he sucks, so we got to talk about other stuff.
No, cream rose to the top, okay? Guess what? I don't want to say that around Tiger. 744 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk right now about tomorrow night. You got a chance to go see a championship fight. Welterweight world champions Errol Spence Jr. and your Dennis Ugas are going to clash in a three-belt title unification match tomorrow night at AT&T Stadium. And you can be there. All you got to go to SeatGeek.com. SeatGeek.com is the official ticket provider for AT&T Stadium. Or you can just watch it on Showtime pay-per-view. This is a big fight now. This is one of those huge unification fights. And welterweight division has plenty of them. I mean, Sugar Ray Leonard against Thomas Hearns and Floyd Mayweather against Manny Pacquiao. Other than heavyweight, welterweight has been the biggest division in boxing. And here we go again. Spence is 27-0 with 21 knockouts. Ugas is 27-4 with 12 knockouts. Now, he was fought for Cuba in the Olympics and won a bronze medal. Spence fought for the U.S. as well. So you got two Olympians going at it. And you got Isaac the Pitbull Cruz and Urukis Gamboa in a 10-round co-feature match. So you got plenty of good boxing, and you got it all at Showtime pay-per-view. Or you can get there yourself at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. You want to go see big-time boxing? It's right there in Arlington. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.
ESPN 97.5.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing literally drives your message straight to your target audience, boosting brand recognition and increasing sales and revenue. Are you ready to reach more customers and get ahead of the competition? Then call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Hey guys, stop looking all over the place for high quality windows and siding at an affordable price. I found it for you at Allstate Windows and Siding. They're family run for generations. They're a name you can trust, and they can take care of you with home or virtual appointments. Right now they have 25% off windows, or buy 10 windows, get 2 windows free. They also have $2,000 off of complete siding jobs available for you right now. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Call 832-204-1936.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got a story for you here. Lions coach Dan Campbell had a vivid example of how much NFL is willing to tolerate from a player if he helps his team win. Campbell talked about his time with the Dolphins, and he said he had a player who routinely showed up to practice after drinking, but the Dolphins accepted it because of the player's production. I remember I had a guy in Miami, he said. He was a dynamic football player, but he came in every day just reeking of alcohol. He was probably on a bender for who knows how long, but God, he loved football. He showed up. He didn't have any MAs, missed assignments. He hustled nonstop, and it's like, you know what? You'll find a way to make that guy work. Not saying we want those guys, but he loved ball and had success. And he's still playing today, by the way. Who do you think that guy? Let's start naming guys that we think are drunks in the NFL.
Seems like a poor exercise.
But it's your team.
I'm trying to think about that time.
He was with the Dolphins from 2010 to 2015.
Correct. So Tony Sparano was a coach for part of that. Then
I could see him being a drunk.
Well, he's a coach. He wasn't a player.
I know, but
and rest in peace to Tony Sparano. Don't insult the dead, John.
Well, maybe was it liver failure?
I don't know that to be the case.
All right.
I'm not going to speculate. Don't look it up either, because then it'll take you down a path we shouldn't go down.
Let's just speculate who it might be.
Philbin took over in 2012.
Oh, I could see him drinking.
But it wasn't about one of the coaches. It was about one of the players. And then Dan Campbell was the interim coach before Adam Gase took over. What a great time of coaches the Dolphins have had. Poor decisions. So he was a great player. Who could have been the drunk?
2012 roster. I'm going to look it up. Let's see.
Great player, but was a drunk.
Yeah.
Who do you think? You know people. Look at the roster, and who do you think could have been that guy?
Well, he's got to be a pretty good player.
Dynamic, even, is what Dan Campbell called him. And he's still playing today. You have to take that into account.
That's right.
So that is a long period for a player to be in the NFL. From somewhere between 15 or 14 at a minimum.
He's still in the NFL.
In 2021. That's a long time player.
Well, let's look to Brian Hartline. Richie Incognito?
He's not in the league anymore, is he?
I don't know. He was still in the league last year, I think.
Mm.
Lamar Miller? I could see that.
This is terrible.
Mike Pouncey?
He's not in the league. He's retired.
Oh, damn it. Ryan Tannehill?
He's not. You think Campbell thought he was dynamic at that point? No, it can't be Tannehill.
Oh, Olivier Vernon.
He's still in the league, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to put it on him, but I do.
Yeah, you just did for whatever reason.
Cameron Wake?
He's just retired. Olivier Vernon would be considered a dynamic football player. I'm not going to put it on a former Cane. Sorry. You can do that. I'm not going to do it.
Well, we could put it on Lamar Miller. That'd be fine.
No, if that's not great, he's a former Cane, too. I'm not putting it on him.
I know. That one you'd rather have.
I'd rather you not.
I don't want to put it on him. But
go ahead. Who do you think he's talking about? You gonna settle on Vernon? Terrible person you are.
I don't know. All I'm saying is the facts are he was a dynamic player.
He's on the
team. And he's still in the league.
Still in the league, yes.
Let's go give him a breathalyzer and see what happens.
Did he say he was drunk at all times?
My kind of guy. I've got a newfound respect for Olivier Vernon.
Well, you don't even know that it's him.
Okay.
So, for the people who are watching on Twitch and the people listening, I am out. I'm not saying it's anyone. That's John saying it.
I'm just saying, what if it could be?
I mean, he fits the profile because of dynamic and he's still in the league, but I don't know that it's him.
I just think it'd be nice to find out who it is.
I'm sure. Maybe you could ask Dan Campbell. Did the Texans play the Lions this year? You can ask him at a press conference.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't really
care. Did they play?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't really care about the game so much. I mean, it's the Lions and the Texans, whatever. But that thing you said about that dolphin, was it Olivier Vernon?
Answer this question.
Hey, Coach. Nice. Congratulations on the win, if they do win. But you said something in the spring that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, I just want to do detective work. That's all.
And you've already determined who you think it is.
That's right. I've already determined who I think it is. But it could be wrong.
That's
why I'm just narrowing down the options here.
And they don't play the Texans this year, so you can't.
Damn it. Damn it.
Maybe no, they wouldn't play in the preseason. That's unlikely. Unfortunately, you won't. You want to go to Dallas because he's playing the Cowboys. You want to drive up there? Just ask a question.
That would be. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. I need to find out, Dan. Let's go. But I just think, in process of elimination, I'm going Olivier Vernon.
I really wish you wouldn't maybe settle on one guy.
I'm just saying,
guy.
Maybe I don't want
to. All you need to say is he fits the parameters, but that doesn't mean it's him.
Juice and vodka Landry?
Juice Landry. Well, I don't know why the juice. I thought it was about orange juice. I thought it was about his skill. He brings juice to the game. But he fits the
you sure
the parameters
he doesn't have some
as well.
Vodka in there? We don't know.
I don't know. He does fit the parameters as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congrats, JG. You made it through another stupid old Lent. Today is the last Friday with no Pop-Tarts, and you can drink on Sunday.
Shout out
to your liver.
Will you drink Sunday? I know you don't immediately.
I don't usually, but I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to.
I'm probably on Monday.
Oh, you're at the golf thing.
We got the golf tournament, and then we got a poker tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to play golf and poker, so I'm going to have to drink.
Yeah, I'm probably.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, I don't. Yeah, I know, but I've gone over 6 weeks.
I've gone over 30 years, so whatever.
Well, that's
big deal to you.
I don't care.
That's
why you're boring.
Okay.
RJ, do you drink alcohol?
No.
None. Have you
ever?
You have.
I've never.
You have.
Like, it's disgusting to me.
Alcohol is disgusting.
I don't like the smell.
See, what is wrong with you?
Another thing that we have in common.
I mean,
non-drinkers.
What is wrong with you people?
How do you go from
get it.
How does your last two out of three producers not drink? I mean, Aaron was a drunk, pretty much. But how did two of your last three don't drink? How did that happen to you?
I don't know what the hell happened to me. How I can't find
you didn't have Tyler,
better producers that are going to come in hungover. Okay,
you had Aaron and you had the interim and Tyler, both big drinkers. But the two guys that appear to be ones that may last a long time. Well, I lasted a long time, and then RJ hopefully is here unless he has other goals. Then.
Unless he wants to do something with his life.
Yeah, unless he wants to do other things more important than this. Right. But if he wants to be around, two long-term dudes don't drink. Didn't drink.
Mm-hmm. And you got something in common.
I think it's a lesson for you.
California, Florida guys.
I think it's a lesson for you.
How about that? Maybe that's the thing. California, Florida guys don't drink. That's that. Every single one of them that I know doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink.
That's
correct.
Right. I don't know about Olivier Vernon, though.
I think you believe you know about Olivier Vernon.
I don't know about him. All I'm saying is Dan Campbell outed you or something. Either you, Ryan Tannehill, or Juice Landry.
It was Ryan Tannehill was not dynamic in Miami. It would not be him. I saw him play. He was not dynamic.
I don't know. It says you he wasn't dynamic.
No, says everyone.
You don't know what Dan Campbell's definition of dynamic. You don't know.
You know, my thought is when he said dynamic, he meant black.
Ryan Tannehill is dynamic. He played wide receiver. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Is he the last good A&M wide receiver? Maybe Ryan Swope. When's the last time A&M had a good wide receiver?
Christian?
Oh, yeah. Chris Kirk. He's making like $17
million.
That's RJ's guy.
How about that?
Yeah.
RJ, congratulations. They gave him 72? What'd they give him?
4 years?
I think they gave him $72 million.
Yeah, they gave him
it's Kirk.
Stupid.
It's Kirk, Swope, and Tannehill. That's the A&M wide receiver lineage. No, Tampa Bay. What am I talking about?
Oh, yeah, Mike Evans.
They've had some good ones. I'm thinking more under Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Got nothing. He's producing nothing from that position.
No, he really hasn't. 7378037776 is the number. We've had a request to play male golf or female golf for food.
How are we going to do that?
I don't know.
I don't think RJ wants to be involved in it. I know you can't be involved in it. It doesn't bother me at
all. Well, RJ, can you find the music and the gong?
I feel like they've been purged. I feel like all of it's been purged.
I don't know. Is Carol still
the chime and the gong and the and that now all of it's gone. It's all been purged, I believe.
What?
They override everything at some point.
Luckily, we found you still had All Systems Go in there, right? RJ, greatest song ever.
Yeah, greatest. It's saved in multiple people's email accounts just in case.
All right, 713-780-3776. I'm sure you got something. You can say hi to Dell. Anyone who wants to say hi to Dell, give us a call. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm hanging with the Chastangs is what I'm doing. That's right. The Chastangs are wonderful people that I do like. I know Joe and I know Patrick. And I never met their dad. And actually, Patrick's grandfather, and I think great-grandfather. They've been doing this for 80-some years in the city of Houston. It's going on 85 years now that they've been doing this in the city of Houston. And you don't last that long in the business unless you're really great at what you do. And you're really people-oriented. And listen, you never heard them advertising before. They're advertising with us now. They say, oh, you know what, let's give it a go. And they love it. And here's the reason. Is they never had to before because of word of mouth. They were the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston because of word of mouth through businesses that they knew that they were going to get the best deal on all of these vehicles, and they were going to get the best service as well. And this is happening here too, and they're happening on the it's happening on the retail side too. It's always happened. It just never, the word was never out. They were able to make a business for 85 years on word of mouth. Now they're telling you, come in and get the best deal that you can on your Ford car or truck or your pre-owned vehicle right now at Chastang Ford. You got to order it. Because they're that's just the car business right now. And when you do, you ain't paying sticker price. And they won't mark up and they won't add on. 713. Get there at 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastangFord.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Do you love vodka or